the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there were two neighbors, one ingenious and the other not so very. They lived side by side in a hot, humid climate. What each needed in his home, inarguably, was air conditioning. But air conditioning had not yet been invented. Not quite yet. That task remained for somebody sufficiently motivated and clever. But I return your attention to the ingenious neighbor who, pondering the prospect of yet another interminable, insufferable summer, reflected on a design that he had seen in his youth, something which he might now recreate and refine to assuage the oppressive temperatures. So he set to work. His labor attracted the attention of his aforementioned neighbor, whose initial impressions one can only guess, perhaps at first incredulousness. But as work progressed, surely the ingenious neighbor's endeavor appeared more and more convincing. And what do you know? In no time at all, the industrious designer was observed relaxing in evident comfort. I mean, despite otherwise relentless summer heat, he was comfortable. Well, to his envious neighbor, this meant only one thing. He must copy that obviously effective air conditioning design for his own home. And after much observation and calculation and considerable effort, he did just that. You can imagine what happened next. All of the neighbors started noticing that remarkable, pleasurable innovation. They coveted the same for themselves. Before long, homes far and wide were similarly equipped. Well, not with equipment. For those centuries ago, Willis Carrier's so-called dew point control air conditioner was centuries in the future. No, the invention that relieved the torments of colonial summertimes 100 years before the Declaration of Independence was an architectural novelty that became an American institution, the front porch. In the virtually tropical climate of what's now the southeastern United States, our forefathers sought and caught soothing breezes beneath the roofs of this continent's first air conditioning systems. Of course, the concept in general was not a new one. Even that rock ledge overhanging the caveman's cave was, according to anthropologists, a porch of sorts. But the long, wide front porch that Americans revere, by most architectural historians, is considered uniquely American. Even so, let the scholars know this. That first ingenious neighbor in the American South, who specifically inspired the architectural revolution, whoever he was, nobody remembers his name, was an immigrant. He was a newcomer who simply replicated an architectural style of his homeland, because in his homeland, in similar swelter, his ancestors innovated long, wide shelters attached to their houses. And thus were breezes seized on the savanna of Africa. And consequently did American slaves in the American colonies build front porches on their slave quarters. And it was their masters who adopted the idea for their plantation mansions, and unintentionally or otherwise, they stole the credit. So now you have witnessed the birth of cool in the New World. Only now you know the rest of the story.